Hello, this is Rabbi Moskowitz. Are we ready? All right. We're up to Perek chapter 11, or Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Yud Gimel, that's Pasuk verse 13. Okay. In English, it reads like this. He who travels gossip will reveal secrets, but a trustworthy spirit will hide the matter. Okay, we have four questions. One is, why does it say travel? What do you mean by travel? What does it mean to travel gossip? It should say speaks gossip. You understand? I mean, what's this travel? Second question is, what is a trustworthy person? The third thing is, it says that the trustworthy person hides things. He hides the matter. The matter is not the opposite of secrets. What matter is he talking about? The opposite should be that he hides secrets. It doesn't say he hides secrets, but it says he hides the matter. And because of that last question, the fourth question is, what's the subject of the pasuk? What is the subject altogether? Those are the four questions. Does everybody have the four questions clear? If anybody doesn't, speak up now so that we could straighten it out. Okay. All right, so we have to read the Ibn Ezra. The Ibn Ezra says, what does it mean, travels gossip? It's called that way because he mixes subjects. What does he mean, he mixes subjects? Mixes subjects, it means that he goes from subject to subject. Going from subject to subject is what we call free association. Free association means that, I'll tell you what the pasuk is talking about. In other words, everybody only thinks about what they want to say. So you say something, I might be listening, I might not, but you use the word house. So I said, oh, speaking of house, and I changed the whole subject. It's what I associate to at that moment. And if you listen carefully to conversations, if you're not involved, just listen to conversations as a group, you'll see that a lot of people talk that way. They talk through free association. They go from subject to subject, and one subject has nothing to do with the other. And what does it mean, travel? So he says, because he hears from this person a secret, and he goes and reveals it to another person. Of course, he travels from group to group, and he likes to talk, so he talks, okay? That is what the Ibn Ezra says, okay? All right, so with that, we can answer some of the questions. Okay, the question was, what is travels? Travels means he who goes from one group to another group. Okay? And according to the Ibn Ezra, in this particular pasuk, it's not a person that desires to reveal secrets. It's a person who reveals secrets because he just goes from subject to subject, so he's not thinking. He's just going from subject to subject. Whatever happens to come up, comes up. Okay? So the thing is that travel, so he answered the travels, and according to the Ibn Ezra, there are certain people that desire to reveal secrets. But this person is not a person that wants to reveal secrets. He just likes to hear himself talk. So therefore, he just keeps talking from subject to subject, and if a secret comes up, so he reveals it. Okay? Now, who's a trustworthy person? So he says, so the Mitzvot David says, he says, just one second. Okay. He says, Neman Ruach. Neman Ruach is the trustworthy spirit. He whose spirit is trusted to God. In other words, he wants to keep, live within the realm of reality. He hides everything, even if it wasn't said by a secret. Okay? So, what is the trustworthy person? Trustworthy person is a person that, the best way of explaining it, if I could skip over to, we always ask at the end, who was it written for? Who is this pasuk written for? Now, the pasuk is written for a person who has a secret and he desires to talk about it. So sometimes you have something in your mind and you have to talk about it. Or sometimes you just want to talk it over for whatever reason. Now, most of the times, by nature, what you usually choose emotionally is to tell it to somebody you're friendly with. That psychologically, you're related to the person, so you feel that's the person you should tell over. So the pasuk is telling you, you should tell it over, that secret, to a neman ruach, a trustworthy spirit. Because even though you have no relationship with him, but if you know a person is a trustworthy spirit, means he keeps the secret. And it means, what it means is that he will only tell a secret. He'll only tell anything. Anything he talks about is based on two things. Either it's beneficial and it is not harmful. Must be both. It has to be something that is not harmful and is beneficial. So if you have a secret, don't go by your feelings that I'd want to talk to a friend, because if your friend is somebody that free associates, you'll be in trouble. It has to come out that way. So the thing is, you have to check who's a neman ruach, or a trustworthy spirit. That's the person you could talk over secrets with, and it'll be kept. But the problem lies in the subject. And I'll tell you what the problem is. Let's say I want to compare living things, and I'm sorry, growing things to a monkey. That doesn't work. I have to compare first growing things to living things. Then when I compare it to living things, then I could say a type of living thing is a monkey. So it's like a further subdivision, and you can't go directly from growing things to monkey. The same thing over here in trying to find the subject. The problem is that we're talking about two different things. One is free associating to tell, and you tell a secret that way. The opposite is not a direct opposite. The opposite is you have to make a decision whether something you know has nothing to do with a secret. Something you know, whether it's beneficial and it's not harmful. It has those two things, then you could talk about it. So the thing is that the question is, how do you connect these two things? The answer is, I don't know. I figured out I think the general statement is secret. But subdivided under secret, you have to have a person that likes to hear himself talk, or he likes to just free associate, whichever term you want to use. And the other opposite person is a person that that just tells things if it's beneficial and not harmful. So the thing is, I couldn't figure out how to get the subject. I know it's a subdivision of secret, but I don't know how to define it. That I leave as a problem. Are there any questions? Everybody understand that? No questions.
Once again, can you go over the two subdivisions of secrets?
Yes. One side is one of two possibilities. It's either I like to hear myself speak, or I like the free associate. I enjoy free associate. That's one side. The other side, he lets the facts of the situation make a decision, meaning the facts, by the facts, I think he means if it's beneficial and not harmful, then he can tell it. That's a trustworthy heart, trustworthy spirit.
Is everybody but the rabbi please mute or can you sign, please? Thank you.
Are there any questions? That's it? There's no questions. That's all I have to say.
Well, this is Shirley. I don't quite get this whole thing, but I did want to add that there's usually a third component to when you should give something over, is that it should be necessary, true kind of necessary. And
yeah, that's what
otherwise,
you're right.
He could give over anything.
You really are right. That
it
has to be
necessary.
Like it. So it but
to
what's
necessary.
Necessary is included. I mean, necessary is like a general. What is
Did
necessary? It's necessary if it's beneficial and not harmful. That's what is necessary to say. There's nothing else that is, unless you have something else that is necessary. Hello?
Would everybody but the rabbi please put their mute button on? Thank you.
The person that you're talking to didn't hear you. Yeah. So the thing is that I don't have an answer to the problem. I mean, if you could work it out, that'd be great. But right now, I don't have any answer to the problem of what the subject is. Unless I have something real. It tells me either I have something really wrong or I just have to work out the way to subdivide it.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
This pasuk actually reminds me of something I was thinking over before. It resonated that I was joking that, like a rechilus, a person that gathers stories and brings them over to his neighbor and shares them. That's often the person you want to talk to because they're in the business of telling you secrets and you want to engage in conversation with them. But obviously that's the wrong person to have this conversation with because they will share your secrets. And
that's
the
correct.
People that you wouldn't want to share secrets with, the people that are quiet and not telling secrets, are safer people to give over secrets. And I was wondering if that's sort of the audience of the pasuk to a person that has a secret.
That's what we said. If you, the subject I have clear, The subject is, we're talking to a person that has a secret and he needs to discuss it. Might be a decision, but he doesn't want it to go public. So now naturally a person feels he could talk to somebody that he's close to. But that's not true. You could have a friend that you enjoy doing things, playing tiddlywinks with, whatever. But that doesn't mean you should trust them with your secrets. Friend doesn't mean for everything. A friend could be subdivided into different... I have friends that I play basketball with. I have other friends that I play tiddlywinks. You know what I mean? Whatever it is, but that doesn't mean they're total friend. So any person that's not a Neman Ruach, a trustworthy spirit, you cannot trust with your secrets. So the Pasuk is saying, even though emotionally you feel uncomfortable, but you're better off talking it over with him because he will not reveal it. That's what we said. But like I said, but what is the subject? That I don't know. It's some type of subdivision of secrets. That's all I could tell you. Are there any questions? All right, that's all. Basically, that's what all I have to say today. Should I give you another minute to ask the questions? Okay, so we'll go again next week. Unless you have an answer for this question, by next week I'll listen to your possibilities. Okay? Okay, take care. I'll call you next week. Take care.